Food is the main event of most Thanksgivings. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ashley Stokes, associate professor in the Department of Communication Studies at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, discusses the importance of preparing something tasty for your family to enjoy this holiday.
If you've been asked to make a specific dish for Thanksgiving, be honored, not bothered. Research suggests that making your famous green bean casserole might help you to critically reflect on your culture and traditions while remaining grateful for them. While food means nutrition, we also build family, community, and cultural memories around it. Food acts rhetorically, with what we choose to eat and serve sending distinct messages. The phrase, "you are what you eat," may be cliche, yet there is truth in saying that food crafts part of who we are. When we watch a family member make the dressing, or stuffing, depending on where you're from, we are watching a ritual. The cook reenacts cultural practices that shape how we see others and ourselves, and whether we identify with certain roles. Thanksgiving meals connect one generation to the next, bringing us together around a shared experience. We learn about who we are and who our families are, even with the arguments about whether to cook the dressing in the turkey. Food stories can open up dialogue. At regional restaurants, people of varied race, ethnicity, and class come together to experience a culture through its food. Even if they don't know initially that they are connected, they are. In the American South, for example, corn that is ground into cornmeal for cornbread forms the basis of tortillas for Mexican restaurants that increasingly dot southern towns. Food emphasizes these common backgrounds, even if people feel they share nothing else. So eat your turkey or just the green beans if you're vegetarian. Talk about how the meal is made, who cooked what, and what it means to you. Your family members and friends gathered around the table might find that despite all your differences, you feel a shared sense of gratitude.
That was Ashley Stokes of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.